never had much money, just love and poverty. But I had my dog Rover to keep me company.
It was two other dogs, beagles named Him and Her, that provided a public relations nightmare for Lyndon Johnson. A photographer caught the president holding both hounds by their long, floppy ears, prompting an apology from the very contrite LBJ, along with an expression of his lifelong affection for animals.
Dogs have always been my friend. I remember my first dog was named Rover, and he and I would take strolls along the river and through the oat fields and down the road together.
A scrappy little Scotty named Paula made headlines for his master, Franklin D. Roosevelt, in 1944. FDR took Paula everywhere, including a trip to the Aleutian Islands during World War II. FDR hotly denied a story circulated by Republicans that Paula had been left behind during the trip and a Navy destroyer was employed at great cost to return him to his master. Roosevelt was an unsurpassed master at taking lemons and turning them into lemonade, often with great results.
Well, of course, I don't resent attacks, and my family don't resent attacks, but Paula does resent attacks.
In September of 1952, Richard Nixon's candidacy as vice president on the GOP ticket with Dwight Eisenhower was very much in doubt. Amidst allegations that he was improperly running a political fund to pay his expenses, Nixon went on national television to assert his innocence and to urge viewers to call the Republican Party leadership and show their support. Yes, he said, he did accept one welcome gift.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate, black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers. And I just want to say this right now, that regardless of what they say about it, we're going to keep it.
Ike was watching his running mate's TV performance. He pronounced himself pleased, and Nixon stayed on the ticket. It wouldn't be a political season without at least one shaggy dog story. It's an old tale, actually, involving Mitt Romney's Irish setter, Seamus. On a 12-hour trip to Ontario from Boston in 1983, the five Romney boys squeezed into the back of the family car. Seamus rode in solitary splendor in a roof-mounted carrier. Animal rights groups were appalled when they heard the story many years later. Bumper stickers like, "No more crate gates," were seen on the roads. The candidate himself said he did not abuse dogs. He loved dogs.
I've had a lot of dogs, and love them and care for them very deeply.
Dogs and other animals have always been welcome in the White House. Harry Truman is reported to have said, "When you are friendless in Washington, get a dog." Considering how a once-admiring public can turn against you as they did against Harry, that sounds like pretty good advice. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Dick Rossay.